And now, some help in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on The Tim Ridley Show.
Recruiting and retention expert Jackie McManus is with us, our good friend. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great, full of stuffing myself, but I did good.
Same thing.
I did better than I normally do, but still a little bit stuffed. But I think that's the free cheat day that we get, isn't it?
Absolutely. I like to call it a cheat weekend, but...
Well, that's better than me, Jackie. Mine is a cheat week, so because I love the leftovers, and so a lot of times the leftovers will last
part.
The entire week. Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
But did you survive the storm? The storms that came up through there.
You know what? New York got hit, not too bad, but we only had about an inch or two, and it didn't stick. It's where upstate. It really got hit upstate New York, and then in the New England market. They got quite a bit of snow, so winter is here for sure.
Yes, it is.
It came fast and furious.
Well, you can always come on down to Mayberry on the coast for a winter retreat, to camp out
that
down here.
Good about February.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, we're going to be talking about, and our lines are open, by the way, 615-292-6366. Jackie, we're going to be talking about something that companies are always, it's always a battle with this and as far as recruiting and retention. And I've often said, you've often said as well, that, once you get them in the door, you have to keep the drivers in the door as well. But there are very few companies out there that... You ask a driver and he'll say, they'll have to chase me away from this place. And that's good to hear. Whenever I would hear that, I used to hear it sometimes when I was on the road and get to talking to truck drivers, and they love their company so much. They said, I'm going to be here until I die or retire, or either if they chase me away from here, I'm not going anywhere. But that's very few and far between. But hopefully... things are picking up where companies are taking these suggestions and the advice that you're giving them and turning this around. So what are you seeing lately?
Yeah, I think, to your point, it definitely is a rarity nowadays. And even when we hear it on the radio, it's really exciting to hear that a driver wants to stay at a company. And so when I'm on the show and I hear the feedback from the drivers, it's so much appreciated. So I love it when the drivers call in and tell me why they're with a certain company, even for more than 1 year, because that's even a positive in today's driver turnover, to see what companies are doing within the first 90 to 1 year to keep a driver at their company. A lot of companies that we're working with, we take this feedback, we go back to them. It really is coming down to behaviors and how we're training the recruitment staff initially when they're bringing a driver on board, and also how we're training the onboarding staff too, and what that process looks like. Is the driver completely confident in the job that he or she is going to be doing with the company? Is the company being completely transparent? Because that's typically when you lose a driver in the first 90 days is, hey, I didn't know I was going to do this, or I didn't know I was going to run there. I told, and that's where the miscommunication really arises, and the driver will be like, you know what? I'm out of here. There's other jobs. There's, it's a driver's market right now. And so it's really important for companies to invest in the behaviors of the staff that are bringing on the drivers, and then also that are, continuing to talk to the drivers within the first 90 to 1 year to make sure that they feel totally comfortable with their company. So, right now it's just such a focus on, yeah, there's so many processes that get into place, but are you able to train your people, and are you willing to do that to be able to build a really kick butt driver truck driver team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, very, very good point. Our question this morning that for that we have for retention attention is, what keeps you at your company? What keeps you there? What is keeping you at your company? 615-292-6366. And as always, Jackie, the phone lines are packed waiting to talk to you.
Awesome.
So let's go to Stardust as our first caller. Stardust is calling from somewhere out of space. Stardust, good morning. You're live on the show.
Good morning. I just told her I was in the dark. Sorry.
I was going to say, you have good signal up there in space, don't you?
Yeah. Better than that.
Oh, well, the company I started with in 1987, it was okay for a while. I drove for them for 3 years. And then they had a new safety man come in, and he said that a woman didn't belong in a truck by herself, so they were looking for a reason to fire me.
Mm.
I heard
wow.
that through the grapevine. So
wow.
I gave him one. You know, in September
yeah.
of 1990, I told a little white lie. They fired me. I went home. I called the company I'm with now, October 22nd. I started with them, and I'm still with the same company.
I just completed
29 years with this company.
29 years. Congratulations.
That's a long time. That's a rarity right there, isn't it, Jackie?
Absolutely. So, Stardust, what's keeping you at this company for 29 years?
They've been very, very accommodating, very nice. It's a good company. I think it's the best company. I don't know about some of the others. There's probably some a little better, but... when I first started with them, I had to get rid of two dispatchers because they didn't do me right. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, I've had three of the best dispatchers, and the one I've got now is just heaven. You know, it's a big company. You know, it's a big company, and I found out, you know, that they have a really, really high privacy policy because I broke my ankle and they put me on transitional duty instead of on workman's comp, and I got paid every week. And so I'd go in there and ask him, you know, hey, what do you need me to do today? He says, well, we got things you could do, but you can't do them because you can't see them. So you know, they really have a good privacy policy, and they've been really good to me. So I'm going to try to stick out as long as I can. Because of my age, mm-hmm. and my kids want me to retire, and I says, no, this is all I know. This electronic age
right.
is not me. But yeah,
it's
been good, and I've had a good time here, and you know, we have picnics and galas, the Christmas galas coming up in December, and you know, they just treat the drivers good.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Well, congratulations.
So,
that definitely is a rarity, like Tim said, being with a company for 29 years, so. Stick it out till the end, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay here as long as I can, as long as I can keep driving. And, you know, they give us the multi-million mile drivers. We get to spec out our new trucks. We get so much money to add stuff to our new trucks and spec them out the way we want them. So,
well,
but I'll let somebody else get on. So you guys have a nice day. Thank you.
Stardust,
thank
you too.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, be safe out there. We're going to pull over and take a break, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Jackie McManus is with us, retention and recruiting specialist on the Tim Ridley Show on Sirius XM 146.
Back to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
What is keeping you with your company? That's what Jackie asked you right here on the Tim Ridley Show. Retention, attention. Jackie, let's head back to the phone lines. We have Twisted Biker with us in Utah. Twisted Biker, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, folks. How are you all doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
Good morning.
Yeah, I started with this company of being 5 years here on December 15th, and on my first day in orientation, I said, you know, that truck ain't going to run for 10 days the first week of August. They go, well, why is that? I said, I'm not missing the 75th anniversary of Sturgis. and they had no problem to give me the time off.
Wow, that's good. A lot of companies wouldn't do that.
Way before my
1 year anniversary, they had no problem giving me those 10 days off.
That's amazing.
I wish I'd have found them 30 years ago. It would have solved so many more headaches.
Well, needless to say, you're going to be there a while then.
Oh, yeah, till the day they won't let me drive no more.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. As far as the companies, and stay right there, Twisted Biker, but I'm going to ask Jackie, do you find companies being, you know, the companies that you work with, Jackie, being that accommodating?
Yeah, I think it definitely varies on the company. We're seeing more of that for sure. But that definitely varies, and I think that definitely have found a really great company to be that understanding in the first, you know, really in the orientation right off the bat. So I mean, kudos to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So
well, I wasn't gonna hide those secrets from them, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. You were honest up front with them, and they had the, you know, which gave them the ability to say, no, we cannot accommodate you for this. So, and I think that's one of the things that is important, because, you know, Jackie talks about this, you know, we both talk about this during the segment, that transparency on both sides is very important.
Oh, yeah. And we still got to get you up there to Sturgis one of these years.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. We're all going to have to work on that real hard to do that. As a matter of fact, you can be my escort, because that'll be my first time there, and so you can just be my escort if you don't mind.
Well, last time I was up there, I did it for four other couples. They were following me all over the place.
How cool.
All right. Jackie, you want to go?
Yeah, no, how cool. That's amazing. I think it's just what Tim said, is transparency right off the bat, and that's where you guys have the open line of communication. So, again, kudos for you both.
And maybe we can get Jackie up there to Sturgis as well. So, Jackie.
I got room on my bike.
All right.
Perfect. It's a quick ride for me.
Yeah, that's right. Twisted Biker, thank you, brother. We appreciate you. Be safe out there.
You too, sir.
All right. Let's go to Taz. Taz is in Illinois. Taz, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tim. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Good morning,
thanks.
Taz. Great.
The company I'm with is great. My recruiter calls me once or twice during the month to make sure things are going, that the company's keeping the promises they say they're going to do. I've talked to our company vice president a couple times, you know, asked if they have any issues, is there anything they can do to make the company better. And they have a really good program for Employee of the Month, Employee of the Year. It's like if you get the Employee of the Month, for the Employee of the Month, you get a $5,000 bonus, and then you get put in for a drawing for the Employee of the Year, and if you get that, it's a $15,000 bonus.
Wow.
Wow, that's good.
That's amazing. How many drivers does your company have, Taz, roughly?
Just under 400.
Okay, that's a nice size fleet. Okay. Now, can I also ask you, the recruiter that calls you on, you know, biweekly or, you know, every couple of weeks, is that the same recruiter that actually recruited you?
Yeah, so the person who recruited me is the person who calls me and talks to me, asks how things are going, make sure
amazing.
You know, like I said, they make sure that, like I said, everything they said that was going to happen is happening, everything, so... So it works out pretty good. If I have any issues, you know, I can call and talk to them, or I can just call and talk to the company and get the issues resolved quick.
That's fantastic. I love that your recruiter is calling you on a weekly or biweekly basis. That's something that we definitely talk to our companies about, is keeping that fresh communication so that you have, you have somebody on the inside to talk to.
Right. But yeah, like I said, they're really good, you know. I have a little bit of issues with my truck right now, and they're working on fixing that, but, you know, some things that come up that, you know, you can't do anything about it, just part of wear and tear of the vehicle.
Yeah, sure. That's mechanical, but as far as the interaction part of the equation, it sounds like it's really good, and that makes the driver feel important and really part of the team too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Like I said, it's very helpful. It's an open door policy. I can when I'm in the terminals, I can walk in and talk to them anytime that they're free to be able to talk to anybody. You know, it could be whether it be the my drive manager or be the vice president, whatever. You know, we can just go and talk to them and just let them know what we think about the company, and if we're having problems, talk to them about it. If you want time off, you know, as long as you give them enough notice, you get your time off that you want with no problems.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you say you've been there?
I will be here for 90 days, the 18th of December.
Okay, and so from the way it seems now, you will be there for many years to come, it sounds like.
Right. Like I said, I like this company that all the trucks are newer model trucks. As they get to be 3 years old, they switch them out, bring in new trucks for you.
Great.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is really good. Well, we appreciate your call, Taz. Thank you so much for all you do, and you be safe out there, buddy.
You too.
Thank you, Taz.
All right, you too now. Yeah, that makes such a big difference because there are so many times where a driver will get lost in the shuffle, you know, where a company, once they hire them on, they get them out of orientation, and next thing you know, you never hear from anyone unless it's from someone that's complaining about you or something that you did wrong. So it really makes a difference, like I said, it makes you feel so much part of the team when they call and show that they care, they're concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. And 400, 500 drivers, that's not a small fleet. So you can definitely get lost in a shuffle. And I absolutely love that even, within the first 90 days, the recruiter that, brought him on is calling him on a weekly and biweekly basis to check in, and that the vice president's calling just to make sure that everything is going okay. So, that company's doing a great job within the first 90 days, and that's something that we talk about too, is having that open line of communication and really doing it, right, and really making that time to call and talk to the drivers that are out there, because, they're out there by themselves all day, every day, and it gives them that sense of family and community.
Absolutely.
Especially within those first 90 days to a year.
Let's go to South Carolina, Jackie, and Flash is with us. Flash, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Hi there, Tim.
Hey, how are you doing?
I've been on one company going on 8 years and everything, like it's one company. And stuff. It's your company, the Bluebird, and all.
Oh, okay. Been there 8 years?
Really, just about.
That's great.
We do really great here and everything and all. It really is and all. We're one of the very few ones out here that had zero detention and all.
Mm-hmm.
We got the weather increment thing and everything like that and all. Then they came up with this $1,000 guaranteed pay on us and everything like that and all. They got to catch to that and everything. You ought to be home for 3.5-4 days and all.
Which
mileage got to be up.
Which, again, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It does, as long as you got a manager that works with you and runs with you and all. Mm-hmm. I stay out here for about a month and a half before I go home.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a big issue on that. My first 5 years here and everything, truck turned 12,000 miles a month. Now the truck's not turning. And ever since January till now, truck has turned over 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had two different kids trying to run the truck and all.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that last caller said, communication thing. We don't have that here. The only thing we have is a walk-off. They do not call us. They won't call us at all.
Mm-hmm.
They have gone before years ago. They did. They talked to us, communicate with us, and everything like that. Because a little company out here is called Worktown. Yeah, Worktown.
Yep.
They put a lot into that. Evidently, they don't do it no more and everything and all because we don't get the messages or anything like that from them no more. Tim can tell you who it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly who it is. Yeah. So it's not, in other words, over the years, it's kind of deteriorated then.
So since it's up, do you think we're count?
With this?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Yeah, so since they stopped using Workhound, it's kind of deteriorated.
I think it was before that and everything like that and all, because the problem is with this company here now, they're going to so much dedicated. They got so many drivers that want to be home every night, every other night and everything and all. That's the ones they're looking at today. These guys out here stay over the road and everything like that and all. We're not working that direction no more. I used to go to West Coast about 5-6 times a year. I haven't been out there yet this year at all.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is, okay. They're doing so much on the train now, which that's no big deal. I stay over here east of I-35. I stay over here. Mm-hmm. But then again, they got a bunch of, I call them little crybabies and all. I can't go there. I can't do this. I can't haul that. I don't want to do this. I've been out here 35 years. I've seen a place yet. I'm not afraid to go back and do it again.
It sounds like, you know, with the way things are going, you might be looking for a change in the near future then.
I don't want to.
Yeah, because you've put a lot of time in there. Have you talked with anyone?
Yeah, I've tried to talk to someone. I want to call somebody up at our capital up there in Wisconsin, and all probably today or tomorrow and everything, and see if I can step on somebody's big toe up there.
Yeah, I hope it works out for you, brother, and you are a rarity yourself, because there's not many drivers that are willing to stay out a month and a half at a time anymore.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so you keep up the good work, Flash. Thank you so much for calling, brother. You be safe.
Tim, you have a great year.
All right, buddy. You too. And Jackie, boy, time just flew by, didn't it?
It always flies. It was a lot of fun, and Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. They won't speak to you to the first of the new year. We'll talk next year.
Okay, I'll talk to you next year. That just breaks my heart. I didn't realize we were at that time, you know?
I know. I just realized.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas
all right,
to you as well.
Take care.
All right, you too. Happy New Year to you.